Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Samira Umeb, and a missing voice today is Dr. Jerry Mixon. He is in Iceland enjoying vacation time with his beautiful wife and daughter, adventuring. Can't wait to hear the stories and see those pictures.
I know. And then, he'll be back next week.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to hearing about his experiences.
Absolutely. We have Ed's caregiver on the line, so we're going to head right to that phone call. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, impertinent question. 92 years old. He has vertigo. He has tinnitus. They did Epley on him, and it got worse.
Ooh.
They tried physical therapy. No effect. What do we try next?
Wow, that's a great question.
Hey, you're it.
I'm the doctor on the radio, right?
I get stuck
with it. But you know, we've talked about you in the past, mm-hmm. and we so appreciate you.
Yes, I love that you are so concerned about the person you're taking care of. I love that you call in. Thank you for that.
And I don't know if your ears were burning, but I think it was a week or two ago we kind of mentioned you and we thanked you for what
yes.
you did.
Yes. Yes. Can you be cloned and take care of my mommy as well? She's 91.
I don't know about cloning, but it's all I can do to keep up with this one.
Okay.
Hey, vertigo's a tough one. Mm-hmm. You know, as you know, it's inner ear related. And so if it is simple thing like benign positional vertigo, which is why they did the Epley maneuver, it would have gotten better. If it isn't related to that, then there's a whole host of other things. And then the question is, how much do you want to do and how much does it bother him? So that would be my next question. How severe is it? How much does it affect his quality of life? Can he tell you that?
It has been, how do I put this? It's been a constant in his life for more than 10 years.
Wow.
He complained about it as an occasional, and the doctor sent him to physical therapy. They did an Epley on him, and it went from occasional to constant. They've tried a number of other things, and they've done Epleys since then, but the answer has been it hasn't helped, and so it's been basically constant for more than 10 years now.
Yeah. So, you know, given that it's a chronic issue and that he's gotten older, the question is it Meniere's disease? Is it vestibular neuritis? And then what are they going to do about it?
Basically, the answer has been live with it.
Yeah, so far, that's what I'm hearing you say. So, is it the noise part that bothers him or is it the dizziness part that bothers him?
The dizziness is worse. He doesn't fall often. I think he's had two falls in the last year. The last one didn't do any real damage. The previous one cracked a rib.
Oof. Wow. So, I mean,
I want to see how you do at 92.
I know, right? That's the big issue, that if it is something preventable, my focus would be to try to make him stronger so that, you know, a fall doesn't hurt him. And therefore, I would lean more towards maybe thinking about physical therapy. And if not going in somewhere, maybe then have home physical therapy. Then you can tell me, maybe, do you do range of motion, strengthening and stretching with him on a regular basis?
Well, among other things, I'm a masseuse, so he gets stretched and massaged by me on a regular basis.
Okay, so does he have good range of motion in his arms and legs then?
Up until recently, yes, but recently they said he may have a bit of a problem with a rotator cuff.
Okay, so,
has a problem of... after he eats any small, even a small amount,
yeah,
the fatigue hits and he needs an hour to 2 hour nap.
Yeah.
And that's relatively recent, but I don't know what's going on because nothing has changed for that.
Yeah. Yeah, so he may have a lot more going on, and the falls may or may not be related to the vertigo. They may be because he's gotten weaker. Rotator cuff just tells me, you know, there's something else going on in the shoulder. And so given his age and that he's frail, I would maybe focus on how to maintain function. You're doing a great job with range of motion, and I commend you on all of that. If you think that he would benefit from a little bit of strengthening, then you could involve a physical therapist. But, you know, I almost wonder, because you're there taking care of him, he may not even need that. But trying to keep him as strong as possible, given his age, maybe change his diet a little bit, look at more protein intake. If he's not getting enough protein, he has good kidney function, and you can maybe increase some protein drinks for him, see if that'll help. I know that with BPV and with vertigo, they do talk about kind of cutting back on anything that may exacerbate it, which is caffeine, particularly cutting back on.
He gets one cup of coffee a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know what else I would do at this point.
Okay. But thank you for your input. Thank you for this program that helps a whole thundering bunch of us.
Oh, thank you for what you're doing, too.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
A good call, yeah. I mean, I feel helpless, you know. I don't know what else to that might make a difference other than basics, nutrition, hydration, dizziness. You can also feel if you're, like, dehydrated a little bit. But he has this gentleman to take care of him, so I'm sure that they may or may not be something that he can look into. But
yes, and I'm glad he's really watching him, too.
Him very carefully. He's called us a few times.
I really
appreciate his calls.
Yeah. Oh, yes. All right. If you have a phone call today, a question for Dr. Samiri Umat, we would love to talk with you. 888-312-5757. I'll say that number again. 888-312-5757. Let's head a little north to North Seattle. We have Linda on the line. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning to you. My question is that I've had breast cancer in the past where I had 30 radiations, and that was probably about 8 years ago. But now I'm having a lot of pain in one of my breasts again. What do you think?
Wow. Did you have anything else other than radiation therapy?
I did take some cancer out. They found it when I had a lung collapse. They said, we were shocked we found you have breast cancer.
Oh, okay. So they did a partial mastectomy. The breast cancer was a surprise.
Just took a lump out. They just took
lumpectomy, and then they did radiation therapy. 8 years ago, you said?
Probably around 8 years ago.
Are you on any therapy, any hormone replacement therapy right now?
No.
Is it on the same breast that you're having the pain, or the other side?
I think so. It's been so long, but I think so. But if I move my arm, the right breast hurts. I just have pain quite often in it, and I'm just wondering. I can't get a mammogram until the 29th of September.
Wow. Okay. So how long have you had the pain? Sounds like you've had it for a while.
Yeah, probably a month or two.
Okay.
I don't think my doctor's going to be happy when I see him, my primary care doctor. on Wednesday when he finds out I have to wait till September 29th.
Can you expedite it?
I don't think so. I don't know. That's what
I wonder if her doctor can. I wonder if he would be able to explain her history and maybe perhaps get her in sooner. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything else going on? Is there a lump there? Is there any redness? Is there swelling? Do you have an infection?
I have a spot on near the nipple that's really raw.
Okay. Ah, wow. You know, that, I think I would definitely get that mammogram in done sooner. What caused that rawness? Did you get an infection there, or did that just come up suddenly?
It just suddenly came up. I've had it for probably about, maybe close to a month. I've been putting, like, Neosporin on it because it gets kind of crusty on it.
Okay. Again, you know, difficult for me to say whether you should be worried about this or not, because I can't see you. What I would definitely be worried about, if you had fever, if you were feeling sick, if you had, fatigue, nausea, or vomiting. But do you have any of that?
No, just shortness of breath.
Okay, so skin lesion and breast pain post-radiation, 8 years out. Did you go on an anastrozole?
I don't.
Or an estrogen blocker?
Drug afterwards, but I don't know what it was now. It's been so many years.
You stopped. How long ago did you stop it?
Well, probably about 4 or 5 years ago they stopped
it. Okay. Okay. So, you know, a post-radiation, people can get a problem with pain. They can get a post-radiation syndrome, if you will. But you're way too far out right now, and I'm not sure if something new is happening. And if you don't have any of the acute symptoms that I have said, I think it is wise you get in and go ahead and do that mammogram as you are scheduled to do.
Yeah. For a while, my breast was like hard as rock.
Uh-huh. And now?
It's not hard like that anymore, but it was for a while.
Sure. Okay. Is that like recently?
Oh, probably about 2 months ago.
Okay. Was your radiation low-dose radiation, or was it high dose? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. They didn't tell me.
Okay. Okay. So I would say go ahead and get that investigation done and go in and get be seen. Because it is important with the lesion on the breast as well as pain, it is a little worrisome.
It's very painful.
Yeah. I would definitely go ahead and get that checked out.
You don't have any ideas whether you think it would be cancer?
Hard for me to say from the radio. You know, sometimes, as you know, pain in the arm and in that region with breast cancer can happen in that arm. And a lot of people have lymphedema and they have restriction in range of motion because of that. But in your case, I don't know. When was your last mammogram that was done?
They said in 2019, they told me. Last one.
Yeah.
But they did take a lymph node back then.
Okay. Yeah, you know, you've been fine for a long time. It's hard for me to guess what this is. Certainly, you don't have any of those acute post-radiation sickness symptoms, but you do have a new lesion. It could be an infection. An infection can cause pain. It could be a tendinitis, and the worst-case scenario is that it is some kind of a recurrence. Recurrence usually doesn't cause pain unless it is pushing on a nerve or something.
Well, I've noticed on the nipple, it looks like it's all black and blue.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. I think you should see your doctor sooner rather than later. I don't think you can wait till September.
No, I do have an appointment with my primary care on Wednesday.
Yep.
That's good, yes.
Yeah, I think you need it.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. And this show is wonderful.
No, Linda,
wish you good luck. And, you know, call us back sometime. Let us know how you're doing.
Yes, we'd like to know an update on you.
Okay, much.
All right.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We love your calls. I hope you're getting some good information, a lot of different varieties of things. We've been talking about hearts today, breast pain, cholesterol. Wow, the questions are endless. Senescent cells. And we would love to talk with you. Phone lines are wide open. open for you. No waiting. Here's the number to get through, 888-312-5757. We will take a short break right now, and we'll be back with an update on COVID and monkeypox next.
You hear all the time about fitness and doing exercise. Where do you get the energy to start your exercise program? With Longevity, I was able to start my exercise program, and that parlayed into more energy, of which I ended up going from 220 pounds to about 180 pounds in about 2 years. And that has changed my life. And that's why I tell everyone I know about Longevity.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring.
Ooh-ah.
It's too wonderful.
Ooh-ah.
It's too beautiful.
Ooh-ah.
It's a fantastic thing. Are
and
you
we're back.
Really, really mine?
Leading Edge Medicine with the beautiful Dr. Samira Umat in the studio. It's just girls right now. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's
different.
Fun, isn't it? Well, Dr.
Yeah.
Maiden left.
Dr. Maiden, our cardiologist, left, and so we are here. Still have several phone calls we're going to get to in just a moment, but we wanted to deal with the heart questions first while we had Dr. Maiden here, so that was good. Thank you, Dr. Reuben Maiden. We will love to have you back in the studio again very soon. Okay,
yeah.
So update. We did not do our update on COVID, and then now monkeypox we're hearing in the news is spreading. What's going on?
Yeah, so last week there were just shy of 5,000 cases of monkeypox nationwide, and this week we're at 6,000, so that's a huge increase. And the United States has declared this a medical emergency. And so, you know, the good thing about declaring it as an emergency is that we now have access to resources a little bit better than if it wasn't an emergency. Because if you listen to the media, what we were hearing is that the vaccines are not available. People who are worried about it, who are thinking that they might be symptomatic or might have been exposed, were not getting the vaccines, even though we have stockpiles of the vaccines. It's just that distribution of it and getting it to people was slow.
Okay.
Now I think that'll probably speed up a little bit, and so people who do need it will get access to it. Now, obviously, if you're listening to the media and thinking about this, it is still restricted to most patients that are gay or have bisexual contacts in men. And so it's restricted in that community, but it is a viral illness, and the lesion is contagious if you are exposed to that open wound, the open lesion on the skin. And so if you do have that and you do develop skin lesions or have fever and all, you are at risk. And so do get in and be seen, because it is increasing now. With regards to COVID, COVID numbers continue to decrease. And we had a couple of very interesting questions and scenarios where, you know, somebody asked if they had gotten the antiviral therapy post-COVID, did he do the right thing and should he have gotten it? I think if you are immunocompromised and if you are if you have some other medical comorbidities, then certainly getting the antiviral therapy is a good idea. But as we saw with Mr. Biden, he got the antiviral therapy but then got reinfected again, and that probably is because the antiviral therapy didn't allow his own innate immune response to kick in so quickly. And so that is something we are seeing more of. And then they just kind of, you know, give you the medication again. Obviously, his symptoms were not as bad. And then the other very interesting thing that I was reading that caught my eye was about people who have not tested positive to COVID yet. And so the thing is, we're probably more people have been infected than realize it. So they may have tested themselves and been negative at times, but they may have had issues, or sometimes even asymptomatic people may have had the disease. And a lot of people have called in and told us about their issues just before it became a thing. You know, the people were sick before the breakout of the pandemic and before we called it a pandemic, and they actually might have been exposed and gotten sick at that time. So very early, way before we started testing people too. But the other interesting thing is, you know, so what is it that's protecting some people that are not getting it? Is it their genome? The answer is always, you know, something in their genome.
Yeah.
But the other thing that was interesting is that people who have had viral infections similar to coronavirus infections earlier on in their life may now be able to mount an antibody response very quickly, which protects them. So those people who may have been exposed in the past, not knowing what this is, may even be protected now. And then the other thing that I read, which I had not known, is that especially patients who are on breast cancer estrogen blocker therapy, estrogen blockers like anastrozole, they actually might be protective. So some medications, at least this class of drugs, might prevent some people from getting COVID. So it was very interesting that, you know, why is it that some people get it and some don't? And the answer is, well, maybe you did get it and you didn't know, because a larger proportion of people have gotten it than have not. Secondly, there might be something in your genome. Thirdly, you might have been infected with viruses in the past that were protective for you. And finally, you might actually be on a drug or a medication that might be preventing you from getting COVID. And I'm sure there are probably other causes too that we don't know yet and we'll probably read about in the literature later on.
Okay.
So found that very, very fascinating.
I bet. Yes. Yeah. All right. Quick question here before we go to another phone call after the break. Let's see. This is a caller didn't want to go on the air, asking about a medication for herpes. Wants some details about us. Is it acyclovir?
Acyclovir. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is acyclovir and
antiviral drug?
Okay.
And again, a very good drug for herpetic lesions. If you have an active lesion, or if you know that certain stressors will cause that lesion. You know, we've talked about this in the past, and the reason you want to be very aggressive in treating these lesions is because lingering virus in the body can actually be a trigger for dementia and maybe a cause for memory loss and memory impairment. So if you know that you have herpes, you want to be aggressive, use acyclovir to get rid of not only the lesions, but probably longer period of time, so you can reduce the viral load, because this virus can impact on cognitive function. So yes, it's a good drug. Yes, go ahead and take it if you have herpetic lesions.
Okay, very good to know. All right, hopefully that answered your question. And we will be back with more of your calls. We have about a half hour left of our show today. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and the number to get through, phone lines are open for you, 888-312-5757. That's 888-312-5757. I'm Lynette. Dr. Umat and I will be right back.
I went to the Linwood office, and I must tell you, your staff is so amazing. At Longevity, they talk to you. They make you understand what's going on, and they give you the numbers so you have a starting point. And that's what I love about coming to you guys.
Welcome back. You're tuned in to Leading Edge Medicine here every week at this same time, live in the studio. Dr. Jerry Mixon is in Iceland on vacation, but he will be flying back soon.
Yeah, he will. And, you know,
back in the studio next
hopefully
week.
He will get some of summer, because in the height of summer, he went to a cold place.
Yes, he did.
but it is Seafair weekend.
Oh,
and
boy.
For those of you that are out and about, please drink plenty of water and block. So put some sunblock on so you don't get any sun damage.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go to the phones here and take
Lynette.
A call if you'd like to get through. Phone lines are open, 888-312-5757. We're headed to Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, we are.
Are you taking us across the border, or are you keeping us south
of
the border?
Let's find out which Vancouver. John is on the line. Hi there, John.
Hi, John.
Hi there, ladies and ladies. Hey, I got a quick question. Dr. Nate mentioned a test of the heart that shows soft plaque and hard plaque buildup. He said
yes.
that there was a place in Bellevue that gave that. I'm an ex-Bellevue resident and get back there often. But anyway, what was the name of that test, please?
You know what? Why don't you call the, because he's going to give me, I know the name of the physician that's involved. He's given me that name. If you would please call the clinic Monday morning onwards, I will make sure that all the clinics have this information for whoever's interested in it. Okay?
Yeah.
Just the name of the test, though.
The test is called coronary CT angiogram.
So a
coronary
CT
and
angiogram.
Angiogram. Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day. And thank you for what you do down there. Bye.
Thank you very
much. All right, thank you, John.
Well, I think that was maybe Vancouver, Washington.
Okay, okay. He did not have a Canadian accent.
Well, we didn't get to ask him either, but I'm guessing.
Very good. All right. Well, we're waiting for the next phone caller, and we have the lines open for you at 888-312-5757. Let's talk about a little bit about Longevity Medical Clinic and also Bella Medica and something new that you've been doing this year that's been very successful.
You know, about a couple of years ago, Dr. Mixon went out and bought us a whole bunch of machines at Bella Medica, and it really transformed our ability to offer non-surgical aesthetic services for the face and body. That's a huge mouthful, but we can manage everything from the scalp to the feet in terms of non-surgical improvement. You know, if you want hair restoration or if you want hair loss, whether you want skin tightening, removing of fine lines, removing of pigment spots, we have a lot. And then all of our consultations are free. We do ask for a credit card hold just because if you don't feel like coming in on the morning, well, know that somebody was waiting for you. We could have given that spot away. So that's the only reason we ask for a hold. If you come in on time or let us know that you're not going to come in, we cancel that appointment and there is no charge for it. But a big thing that is I'm hearing a lot about that comes up in clinical practice, in social media, in questions, is about sexuality. And it's an important aspect of life. And as we all get older, it becomes an important part of relationships. Maintaining it maintains healthier relationships. Certainly, loss for physical reasons is not a reason to lose a relationship, but people who can retain it want to be able to do the best they can for as long as possible. So one of the things that we mentioned is keeping your overall health and wellness, right? Improving blood flow, reducing any cardiac risk factors, cardiovascular health, risk for diabetes and prediabetes, they impact negatively on your sexual health. So people pay attention to prediabetes numbers, hemoglobin A1C numbers, and calcium scores and cardiac scores later, but their attention is drawn to their sexual function much faster and at a younger age. But know that that loss of function is a trigger for something else that might be going on in your body, and that you want to go ahead and get that evaluated and start correcting those issues early on to prevent long-term problems. That said, there is a device that we have called Viasure that is acoustic wave therapy that is better than the others in the market because of the latest technology and the larger surface head, which provides the treatment, which penetrates through the skin deeper into the tissue, into the blood, into the vasculature, into the blood vessels themselves to improve the growth factors over there. So it basically causes like a minimal trauma. Your body fixes it by increasing blood flow, improving growth factors in that. And that is what improves your function. And so 6 treatments a week apart or more than, or 1 to 2 weeks apart, done in all 3 of our clinics. ViaSure is the name of the treatment for erectile dysfunction in men. Very, very important part of normal, healthy aging. With that, I also want to put in a plug for women who might be experiencing a little bit of stress incontinence, so that, you know, you're dribbling a little bit when you're running or walking or jogging, or you laugh suddenly and all of a sudden you find yourself losing a little bit of urine, where this was something you never had to think about. That can be very distressing. So you want to come in for treatment for that before it becomes a problem. And radiofrequency treatment is an in-office 25-minute procedure, non-surgical, with no downtime, with both of these devices. And I find that if couples who care about their sexuality approach it from both angles, pay attention to their health and wellness, sleep better, eat right, fix the risk factors in diabetes and in hypertension, and get this treatment done, which is non-invasive, 25 minutes, and in-house procedure with no downtime, your eventual outcome is going to be much better than if you just keep ignoring the issue.
Mm. Good to know. Now, the ViaSure is available for people that are not longevity patients. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you are not a longevity patient, this particular procedure is available for you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's a big deal, and a lot of people actually get a lot of relief from it. I mean, I think it's a great opportunity. Come on, you're exposed to longevity doctors and you can ask them a lot of questions. And then if you find that what you hear from them is valuable to you, you could even become a longevity patient. But you don't have to be to get ViaSure treatments. Our men in all 3 clinics will provide the treatments. We have a great solid team, and the treatment can be provided in Lynnwood, Kirkland, and in Tacoma clinics. Vitalia, which is for my women, that is provided only in the Kirkland Clinic, and the master aestheticians who are trained will be able to take care of it. Now, obviously, if you have a prolapse or if you have something else going on, then you're not the right candidate. And hence I say, you know, if you're in your 30s and starting to experience stress incontinence, don't wait till you're 70 to do something about it. Then Vitalia will not be able to do anything for you. But Vitalia is, you know, 3 treatments, a few weeks apart, 25 minutes long, non-painful, no stitch, no downtime, no surgery involved, quick in-office procedure. Yes, insurance doesn't cover for it. So if you're looking for something that will provided for you by your regular GYN and covered by insurance, well, this is not it. Mm. Your cosmetic GYN may have the services in their office, and if they do, they're still not going to be able to bill it through insurance. So it does help a great deal, and it delays any age-related, you know, childbirth, age-related, loss of hormone-related issues that cause dryness, stress incontinence, and impact on your sexuality.
Very good. And these 2 items, ViaSure and Vitalia, are just 2 of the things that we offer at Bella Medica. And it has been a busy spring and summer, especially with those expanded hours, making it easier for you. Right now on a Monday, you can come in until 8 o'clock
Monday
nights,
Saturdays are open as well. Are full days, and our master aestheticians are working. They really get busy on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are looking for a Saturday appointment, you want to do that sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. And then our consults, like I said earlier, were all free. So if you just have a question and you don't really know the answer, then obviously come in and we'll help you, because it can be anything from loss of collagen, to fine lines, to hyperpigmentation, to body contouring, to tattoo removals. PicoSure is the name you're looking for if it is a tattoo removal that you're interested in, because that is the latest device and it is available. In fact, in Asia, it is the number one device now because it can treat darker skin.
Okay, yes.
In the past, mm-hmm. the lasers were designed to treat light-skinned people because one of the side effects it could cause was darkness or hyperpigmentation on darker-skinned people. We had to be careful about who the client was, what was their Fitzpatrick score, how dark was their skin, how did they respond to light, and we could or could not give treatment to darker skinned people. Where now with our current machines, with the new laser hair removal machine, as well as the PicoSure, we can target darker skin. And so we can provide laser hair removal for dark skinned people very efficiently. And with a larger head, the treatment time is much less than it used to be. And my team is an expert in that because that's one of the things they have been doing for as long as I can remember.
Oh, yeah.
So they really know the skin. They know what to do. They're very experienced master aestheticians. And then the PicoSure is a new device, and we got in very early. In fact, we got a call from the reps wanting to see if they can come by to show our clinic and our machines to others because we've been using it for so long. And then the other thing that we are very, very good is that radio frequency Potenza for skin tightening. My absolute favorite device that kind of helps with the platelet-rich plasma, so we can use your own growth factors to help penetrate them deeper through the skin for skin tightening. And notice that I've talked about a lot of things: body contouring, pigment removal, brown spot removal, skin tightening. Haven't even mentioned Botox and fillers, which are the holy grail of so many practices, right?
And of course, all of these things are non-surgical.
Yeah.
No knives, no surgery.
Right. No knives, no surgery. We do Botox and fillers as well. Very, very successful at that. Come on in and ask us if we have any promotions running. We do sometimes. And then, of course, Bella membership. So if you think there are several things you need to get done, then you can get a discount not only on the procedure, but also on the skincare product. And we are expanding our skincare line, and we do carry Skin Medica, Jen Marini, and Skin Better.
Skin Better. That's the one
amazing.
With the new sunscreen.
Yeah, that's amazing sunscreen. If you haven't looked at it or have it or are in the market to look for a new sunscreen, I highly recommend Skin Better's sunscreen. Other people have it too, but we also have one in the office. Absolutely love mine.
I do too.
I
haven't gotten burnt at all. And I've gone to some pretty hot places.
Me a picture of you on the boat.
Yes. Look at that. No burning. I don't have that red. Oh, you were in the sun yesterday. Look.
Yes, you don't have it. You look great.
Love to check that out.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with just a few more minutes left of our show today. This is Leading Edge Medicine. If you've been sitting there going, I have a question, now's the time to call. There is nobody on the line. Lines are open for you at 888-312-5757. Give us a call, 888-312-5757. We'll be right back.
I also want to say how much I appreciate this program. It's just really valuable. I think the people who aren't calling are just sitting there stunned by the information and everything else.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
We're not writing love letters in the sand, but maybe Dr. Mixon is writing love letters in the icy sand of Iceland on the black beach. I expect to see something like that if he's listening. And Dr. Mixon, if you are listening, give us a call. 888-312-5757 is the number to get through. We have time for one, maybe two more phone calls.
Well, he did call last week, didn't he?
He did, yes. Said they were having a wonderful time, but boy, was it cold. Luckily, he was prepared for that. So the whole family is there, which is pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Yes. Of course, Leading Edge Medicine every Saturday morning at this exact same time is brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinic, which has been around for so many years.
Decades.
two and a half decades. And, you know, we love it when our patients call in.
Yeah.
I love it when they say, I'm a longevity patient, which is wonderful. We're here. The doctors are here with a passion for sharing their knowledge about aging. And some of those things that go along with aging that we don't like. And of course, we can't change everything, but we can improve things. We can change what we do in order to live a stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and a happier life. One of the things that we do at Longevity is offer a free health analysis appointment. You've heard us talk about this for years, and it's something that we've always done. You have an opportunity to come in, meet the folks here, meet the health advocates at Longevity Medical Clinic, and get just two simple tests done. But these two tests can show so much. Dr. Umat, maybe you can explain what those are. You don't have to be afraid of them. honestly, I was a little nervous. I was like, what is an in-body test? And the blood test, I think I'm good with that. I can give blood, and it's not even a vial. It's just a finger sip. Yeah.
And all we're looking at with that finger prick blood test is your hemoglobin A1C level. And that gives us an idea of whether your blood sugar levels over the course of the last 3 months are in a good place or not. So as you damage the glucose molecules, the A1C rises, it happens over a period of time. And so it doesn't depend on whether you ate a big meal before you came in or not, or whether you've been fasting for 6 hours before you came in or not. What we're looking for is, are you heading towards prediabetes or not? And the big reason is, when I was in medical school, it was like diabetes was it. You were going to be living with it forever. We know now that you really don't have to. You can reverse. And I have many patients who have reversed their diabetes into normal glucose levels, and it impacts on their health and their quality of life. And so knowing where you're at today is important, because many Americans feel that they're actually better and healthier than they really are. And unless you measure, you're really not going to know. So as more wearable technology is available, you should actually be looking at your heart rate, your blood pressure, your weight. And with that, your labs, what's your cholesterol, what's your A1C. So the A1C tells us your risk for prediabetes. The higher it gets, the higher the likelihood of you developing inflammation, cancer, dementia, coronary artery disease, degenerative joint disease, arthritis. And you want to know what you can do before you develop them than afterwards. Sometimes you can prevent it, but at least you can slow it down. And you can do everything in your power to reduce the negative impact on your health as you get older. And the second one is that InBody, which checks your muscle mass. It looks at how much body fat, water, and muscle do you really have. So some people that look great may actually have very little muscle mass, but it might be all body fat, in which case then we change their physiology to help them make muscle so that they can then be healthier, because they're already doing some things good, but we need to fix some. And so knowing your muscle mass is important, because as we get older, we all lose muscle mass. We preferentially make fat. And there is not just fat in the muscle, there's fat in and around the muscle, and the fat around the deeper organs, the visceral fat, that is the most damaging fat. We used to think that fat is innocuous and that it can't hurt. Other than, it's a risk factor, but it's not actually hurting. But we now realize that fatty tissue is a living tissue that creates damage and that produces toxins that can be damaging to you. They increase inflammation markers for you, and you want to lower that visceral fat level to as much as you possibly can and bring it to a healthier stage. So those are the two free tests that you can get done at your health analysis visit.
Absolutely. And we'd love to have you sign up for that. Two ways of doing that: by going to our website, lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. That stands for Longevity Medical Clinic. Or you can give us a call at 866-86-YOUNG and get that scheduled. And you can go to the clinic nearest you, Linwood, Tacoma, or Kirkland. Pick the day and the time that works the best for you. We'd love to see you in here, and then love to see you healthier in a year down the road, and much happier too. Hey, we have a phone call. Let's go to Tukwila. Ron is on the line. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Dr. Umat. I have a question. Confused here. Thank you for taking my call. But I have a question about a supplement called Urolithin A. It's supposed to be good for mitochondria health. Have you ever heard of that one? Do you recommend it? Urolithin A.
Okay, Ron, I actually have not.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, is that something?
Googling right now.
Yeah. Where did you come across it?
I listened to a gal by the name of Dr. Rhonda Patrick, PhD. She's a researcher. And on her website, she put a paper about, put a research article about Urolithin A. Unfortunately, it may be done by the manufacturer called MitoPure. And of course, that always is questionable.
Exactly. So whenever anybody is doing the research and then producing a test or a supplement with that research, I always question that. And that's why you'll find that there are so many things out there on the market that we won't get into. And our company, you know, we're looking for basically evidence-based medicine. As I'm looking over here online, again, I don't know much about it, Ron, but it seems like it's a extract from pomegranate. Is that your understanding? Yeah. So with pomegranate itself, there is a lot of, especially in prostate health, pomegranate is supposed to help a lot in reducing risk for prostate cancer. And what this has in relationship to that, I don't really know how it helps with mitochondrial health or what it does. But in my research over time, things like pomegranate, green tea catechins, lycopene from tomatoes, walnuts, those are important things that help in reducing risk for prostate cancer and in improving prostate health.
Well, thank you very much, because that is exactly my concern. So I appreciate you covering those things.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. Glad to be of help, but I don't specifically know much about this supplement. But the pomegranate part, yeah, that I do know, and that has been a staple and actually very, very helpful. It contains, and I forgot one very important one for prostate health, if that's what you're looking for, is actually cruciferous vegetables, Ron. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, spinach, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower. They actually make indole 3 carbonyls or dihydroxyindole methane, and they reduce the risk for cancer, both breast cancer in women and prostate cancer in men. So cruciferous vegetables are a big, big deal, maybe more important than pomegranate if that's what you're looking for. Okay?
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people come up with new supplements and a new name, and maybe this has been around for a while. I don't know it, but pomegranate, green tea extracts, cruciferous vegetables, given for prostate health. So important.
Very good. Yep. All right, just a few minutes left of our show. If you have a quick question, we could take it. 888-312-5757. Okay, so Dr. Umat, we will have Dr. Mixon back in the studio next week.
Yeah, he'll be back. So everybody that's missed him,
yes,
hold your questions for him. He will be here. He will be looking forward for your calls. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll put pictures of icebergs and waterfalls on his website when he gets back, too.
Well, what did he say, that he's seen more waterfalls than in his whole life?
Yes, all in Iceland.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's what I actually envisioned when you think of Iceland, pure natural mm-hmm. beauty. And then, of course, the hot,
the lagoons,
the spas.
The hot, steamy lagoons.
Yeah, yeah. He did say he took his bathing suit as well, right?
Oh, yes.
So, Seafair Weekend for all of you people enjoying Seafair Weekend. Hope you have a great one, but make sure that you are hydrated and sunblocked. And then, as I was saying earlier, Lynette, this week I had like, mixed feelings. It was like, oh, football's back. And oh, really? Football's back? Wait.
Yeah.
Does that mean summer's gone?
The Mariners are still playing. I think they've got a game today going on and they've been doing very well, I hear.
Oh, have they?
My son is very excited. He is at the game once again and the weather perfect for that.
But, sure is. Sure is.
Like, as I'm looking at the weather down the road, it looks like our next week or so. I mean, the summer. Hello. You cannot. Not complain. You're getting plenty of sunshine.
Yeah, that's right. I'm looking forward to the Huskies getting back on the football field and see what the Seahawks going to do this year.
Okay. Yeah. Big questions there. Okay. So we do still have, though, about 6 weeks of summer. Any big plans for you, Dr. Umat, with the family?
Work.
Maybe some relaxing.
You know, summertime is the best time to be here. And so, yeah, I don't
really
want to miss out.
When people leave, unless they're going on an Iceland adventure, then, you know, I can see that. So, yeah, I tend to do most of my traveling with my husband in the fall.
Okay.
Fall is my favorite time. I'll be heading to Germany in September with a large group and excited for that. And then I asked my hubby, I said, do you want to come with me on this trip? And he goes, no, I don't think not this time. Mm. And so because my work will send me different places. I know that I'm going to a third world country sometime and somewhere in the spring. I do know where.
Okay.
Yeah, wherever is the most devastated around our world is probably where they'll send me. And it's like, okay, I need to get some relaxation in with the hubby. So getting him, he hasn't traveled a lot.
Okay.
I'm the traveler. He prefers not to. Well, a few places he'll go. I think I've got him talked into going somewhere tropical.
Oh, nice. But is he going to Germany with you or not?
He is not.
Oh, he's
not. So, so one of my good friends that I've known for a very long time recently lost her husband about a year and a half ago. And she's always wanted to go to Germany. I said, go with me. You can be my roommate.
Oh, how nice
so
is that?
So she is. So we are going to do that, do a little traveling now that the world has opened up.
Are you practicing your German right now?
I don't know any, but I know the foods. I've been looking at bratwurst and sauerkraut. And I knew that, you know, German chocolate cake, they must have that. Then I found out about Black Forest.
Ah.
Okay, so I'll have to have a little sliver of that while I'm there, too. But we'll be doing lots of walking.
Bring some back.
So I'm, I'm like 5 weeks away from that trip. Woo! Oh, wow. Well, great week. Great phone calls. Thank you again for calling in. We love when you're part of our show. You make the show here at Leading Edge Medicine. And we will be back with you live in the studio with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat next week right here on Leading Edge Medicine. You have a great rest of your day and enjoy that sunshine on this Seafair weekend.